We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Chris here. Now we're going to get into a little matchup, some things we're going to watch on Sunday, the Eagles and the Cardinals. I will begin, and I'll begin with number 25. LeSean McCoy led the NFL in rushing yards last year, yards from scrimmage, slow start this year, 149 yards against the New York Giants. Is LeSean back to being the big game running back for the Philadelphia Eagles? Well, he's going to have to do it against an Arizona defense that ranks first in the league against the run. Stout up front, very aggressive, fast in the secondary. Do the Cardinals, Chris, sell out against the run with the intention of forcing the Eagles to throw the football? Eagles need to run the ball to win on Sunday.
Yes, they do, and I think they will sell out. A variety of blitzes, very good. Now let's take a look at Arizona's rushing attack, led by Andre Ellington, elusive carry out of the backfield, also good in the pass game, although he's been hampered by a bad foot. And the key to stopping Ellington this weekend is going to be the play of linebacker Connor Barwin going against Cardinals right tackle Bobby Massey. Barwin coming off that 3-sack performance against the New York Giants. He has to also do a very good job of sealing the edge, make sure Ellington, who is so elusive, cannot bounce to the outside. But Ellington is certainly not the only weapon in this Cardinals offense. There's a player that the Eagles have dealt with for a long, long time, and one Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and I think everybody's kind of overlooked Fitzgerald this week, and it's kind of ridiculous to do so. This is a first-ballot Hall of Famer who has absolutely torched the Eagles in some games in the past. 9 catches, 3 touchdowns in the 2008 NFC Championship game win by the Arizona Cardinals. He is a big-time player. Even though the number's down this year, 23 catches, just 1 touchdown, I think Fitzgerald's still one of the very best in the league. Kerry Williams, a big-bodied receiver, did a nice job against Fitzgerald last year. Eagles held him in check, kept that offense, that really quick-strike offense, down just a bit. I still think that when you deal with the Arizona Cardinals, the first player you really want to focus on is Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes, Kerry Williams had a key interception in that win last season. Have to make sure you don't get beat deep against that Cardinals vertical attack. The last matchup we're going to look at, speaking of beating a team vertically, is going to be tight end Zach Ertz. Last year's game against Arizona was his coming out party. 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, his first multi-touchdown performance of his career. He's going to be seeing a lot of Tyrann Mathieu, the second-year player who's very talented. You're going to see a bit of a size mismatch, with Zach Ertz being 6'5", Mathieu about 5'9", 5'10", but still, Mathieu had 2 interceptions, 9 pass deflections in his rookie season before he was cut short by an ACL injury, a knee injury. He's bounced back. He's performed quite well so far this season. He's going to be an integral part of trying to slow down Ertz because, again, I think the Cardinals are going to try to stop LeSean McCoy first and foremost on the ground before allowing Foles to beat them. And in order to do so, Ertz has to be moved around the formation. You're going to see Mathieu on him quite often, and you're going to see Foles trying to find him once again, like he did in that Sunday night win over the New York Giants.